And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Requires Gemini device and additional paid subscriptions to watch Netflix and other third-party apps. Terms and restrictions apply.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
Try to run her over. Fouché got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. This is the UCF Report, and as always, I'm your host, Sean Green. I have a lot to get into today. But to be honest, it's not so much about talking about a bunch of sports with UCF. This week, this episode is going to be basically all UCF baseball, because historically, that it was one of the best weekends, in my opinion, in UCF baseball history. Obviously, again, like I said, we have a lot to get into, and it is so baseball specific, so sit back and relax. I hope for you baseball lovers, this is, you know, something you've been waiting on, is a full UCF baseball podcast, and you're getting it today. Because, listen, I've never, if you know me and you've been a fan of Charge On and now listen to this UCF report every week, you know that my first love in life for sports was basketball. I grew up playing basketball. I played basketball for 15 years. Then I found the love of football and really fell in love with that. So those are my 1A and 1B of sports that I love. And baseball was always the sport that I did play baseball, but I could never get into baseball, right? Game was really slow, not as much offense as a, you know, many other sports. Same thing with like soccer. I think as I grew up, I appreciated those sports more. I appreciated the soccers and the baseballs. Now, I will say, postseason baseball is different than regular season baseball. Just like I feel that the postseason hockey is different than regular season hockey. For some reason, just watching that postseason NHL, you know, game feels like a different game than a regular season NHL game. And I find the same with baseball. So I feel college baseball, in my opinion, is more intriguing to watch than maybe professional MLB baseball. It, personally, I think the college game, I like the college game more. I think there's more offense. That intrigues me more than some of the, you know, professional games. But nonetheless, UCF baseball has been a joy to watch this season, right? They've had first season of the Big 12. They've had a lot of big-time games that they've played in against a lot of big-time opponents. Remember, they had a huge start to the season at the beginning of the year, beating Florida, going on like a being undefeated, and then obviously winning the amount of series that they won. It was finally time for postseason baseball. Now we're getting into the good stuff, right? Sorry for my spiel. We finally got to postseason baseball. And we said, listen, UCF didn't just barely make it, but there was only 10 teams allowed in the Big 12 tournament, baseball tournament. UCF was the 8th seed. They did enough to get into the tournament and try and make a run. And we said, what has UCF been really good at this year? They've been extremely good at winning series, taking care of business when they need to take care of business, and going about their business in a certain way where they can advance up the standings or beat teams that maybe on surface level are better than them. They can go out and win baseball games. So I said, listen, you're playing Cincinnati in round one. If you go back and you look at the Cincinnati matchup, that was one of the series you lost. But if you looked at where UCF got put in the Big 12 championship or in the Big 12 tournament, you kind of felt if you could beat Cincinnati in that first game, you can go on a little bit of a run. Now, like we talked about on the last episode, it's a double elimination. So it's not like if UCF lost the first game against Cincinnati, they'd be out of it, right? It'd be a double elimination. So you'd go, if you lost that first game, you'd go to the loser's bracket and you'd go like that. Now, I also said, what would be really great is if Texas Tech could beat Texas, because Texas Tech was the 10th seed. They just squeaked into the tournament. And UCF was the 8th seed. And the whoever was the lower out of those two games, the lower seed, so Texas was 3, Cincy was 5, we were 8, Texas Tech was 10. The lowest winning seed would get a bye, so they wouldn't have to go up against number 2 Oklahoma State right off the bat. Well, luckily, Texas Tech beat Texas, and UCF beat Cincinnati. And before we just move on from that game.
Content creation can be a difficult thing to tackle, especially if you're on your own. You've got a business to worry about, and you need a helping hand. That's what AuthenticAudioPro.com is all about. You can reach out to me directly on social media at Brandon Kravitz across all platforms. I'm happy to help. Everything from commercial production to live endorsements on this very show. I'll even help you launch your own high-quality podcast that you can be proud of. Customizable packages are available to fit your business's needs. I'm ready to work with you to tell your story and to make you sound great in the process. Learn more at AuthenticAudioPro.com.
I think if you watched the game, which I did, I watched every single postseason game, even the ones that went until 2 a.m., which do I regret a little bit? No, but I was very tired the next day. Danny Neary set the Big 12 baseball tournament record for 3 home runs in a single game. And call like it is, he saved UCF in that game. Went 11 innings. Final score was 6-5. And without Danny Neary, UCF doesn't move on. The offense wasn't there for most of the guys. I think they played solid. And call like it was, if again, you're getting your recap from me, UCF was winning 5-2 heading into the ninth. They were up 3 runs heading into the bottom of the ninth, and Cincinnati put on 3 runs to make it a tie game to where they had to go into extra innings. So UCF had the game won. Coach Rich Wallace got hit with a pitch, had a bloody nose, looked all beat up the rest of the weekend. But ultimately, UCF took care of business and beat Cincinnati 6-5 to move on. Now, they were still waiting. After that game, they were still waiting to figure out who would they play. Would they be playing Oklahoma State, number 2 ranked Oklahoma State in the tournament, or Texas Tech? And ultimately, Oklahoma State won. Now, to be fair, I'm going to be honest. I had a good feeling because, again, if you go through, UCF won the season series against Texas Tech. They beat them 2 out of the 3 games. And UCF won the series against Oklahoma State, beating them 2 out of 3 games. So you felt a little confident that UCF could take care of business against whoever. But then again, you never know. It's tournament baseball, especially against a team like Oklahoma State, who you played at home. This time you're going to have to play at a neutral field, neutral site. In Texas Tech, you also played in Orlando. So you played both those teams in Orlando, so you never know. Well, on Thursday, UCF took on Oklahoma State. And it was a back-and-forth game. Game went until, 2 a.m., 1 a.m. And they took care of business. They won 7-6 against the number 17 team in the country to move on to the semis. So they stayed in the winner's bracket. They went 2-0 in the tournament. Beat Oklahoma State, sent them down to the loser's bracket, which meant that Oklahoma State would have to get one win to then face UCF in the semis. Now, Oklahoma State faced... who did they face, actually? Totally forgot who they played. I think they played Texas Tech again, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure they played Texas Tech again, and Texas Tech lost. So Oklahoma State plays UCF on Friday in the semifinal game, where the winner would then go to the Big 12 championship. The Big 12 championship in the first year in the Big 12, first year under head coach Rich Wallace, in their first ever Big 12 tournament. Now, here's where I have the bone to pick. Now, I will say this bone that I'm about to pick got a little less annoying for me after the news we got yesterday, which I'll get to in a second. But the Big 12 tournament this year implemented this new format, the double elimination, all this stuff that we saw. It was very confusing. I'm not going to lie. If you look at the tournament bracket, it's confusing. Once you get to the semifinal round, it's single elimination. It doesn't matter if you've had a loss and the team you played had zero. It doesn't matter if you each... like, all that matters is it's single elimination. And unfortunately, UCF got smoked in the semifinal round to Oklahoma State, losing 10-1. They just didn't have the pitching for that specific game. They had pitching the first two games, but after resting, and the pitching kind of just got thin for that game. My problem, and I think this is something that needs to be looked at in the next couple, you know, Big 12 tournaments for baseball specifically, is if you're going to do a double elimination game or a double elimination tournament, the undefeated team going into the semifinal game should not have to just lose one and be out. Now, ultimately, I think only having to play that one game helped UCF in terms of getting into the NCAA tournament. But in terms of winning a Big 12 title, Oklahoma State wins in the semifinal round. UCF beats Oklahoma State that first game, then Oklahoma State beats UCF. You're 1-1. You both have one loss. You both have beat each other in the tournament. If you're doing a double elimination up until that point, you should implement in the semifinal, if the undefeated team loses that first game, they have a chance to win or take all that third game. That would make the most sense. But instead, a team like Oklahoma State, who lost in the earlier round to UCF, gets rewarded for the... it's all, and again, this is the frustrating part, is you're basically saying Oklahoma State's win was more important than UCF's win from a round previously, and that it's okay to go to the loser's bracket and get out. It's whoever wins that semifinal game, you go. So I don't love it. I think that it needs to be addressed, because again, if UCF just goes and loses that first game to Oklahoma State and then beats them in the semifinal round, I think Oklahoma State would feel the exact same way. But instead, they win the semifinal game and UCF goes home. So I was very frustrated with that. I do think in the championship game, regardless of who's undefeated or not undefeated, I think that should be one game. I don't think that should be a double elimination game. But I think every single round up until the championship should be a double elimination. At that point, if UCF lost the first game in the semifinal round, but they were undefeated before that, then I think you should play one more game. Because then you're just basically saying it's okay to lose at some point in the tournament. As long as you get to the semifinals and win the first game, you're good. So I don't love that. But with that being said, Oklahoma State won the Big 12 tournament. Congrats to them. I'm happy it wasn't Oklahoma. I think every Big 12 fan is also happy it wasn't Oklahoma. And then we waited yesterday to see where the guys would shake out. Where we were pretty confident that if UCF won one game in the Big 12 tournament, that they were going to be in. We were even a little confident that even if they lost, that there was a good chance they'd get in. But you had to win at least one. If you lost to Cincinnati and then you go to the loser's bracket and you win one game, you're fairly confident UCF's getting in. Well, the committee on, it was on ESPN2 yesterday at noon to determine who would be in the NCAA tournament for baseball. And to our surprise, or not to our surprise, but UCF got in. UCF got in. But to our surprise, they were one of the last four in. One of the last four teams in. Which I think was a big shocker to all of us. Because we were just, every single pundit or analyst assumed UCF was a shoe-in to be in. Which, again, they were in. But kind of by the hair on their chin. Like, barely getting in, being one of the last four in. Whereas the SEC, Florida, who was not a good team this year, had a lot of preseason praise, but during the season did not play well. They weren't one of the last four, and they were in comfortably. So the SEC bias for baseball even was heavy. With that being said, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. UCF is in. There's postseason baseball going to be played. I think it's the first time since 2017 that both softball and baseball played in the NCAA tournament, or are going to play in the NCAA tournament. It's huge. The fact that you made it in your first year in the Big 12, both softball and baseball both made it in their first year, is incredible. Give a lot of credit to Coach Bear, to Coach Rich Wallace. Excited to see more baseball be played. And again, excited to hopefully see them get out of the regional. They're in the Tallahassee Regional. Rich Wallace knows that ballpark well. I know if you like to hit some home runs, it is a good ballpark to do it. It's a good ballpark to do it. UCF will play on Friday at 6 p.m. I think it's on ESPN Plus. I'm almost positive it's probably going to be on ESPN Plus. At 6 p.m. 6 p.m. against Alabama. Alabama makes it into the Tallahassee Regional. Excited to see some Big 12 versus SEC baseball. And again, just like in the Big 12 tournament, the regionals are double elimination. So if UCF loses to Alabama, they will just then play the loser of FSU. I forgot who FSU is playing. Let me find that out real quick, actually, because I'm actually intrigued. Oh, Stetson. I remembered it as I was looking it up. So UCF will play Alabama, and then the winner will then play the winner of FSU Stetson, and the loser will play the loser of that as well. So again, excited to see some postseason baseball. It was a really fun weekend to have games to look forward to and to watch all the games and to see UCF kind of make that little run in the Big 12 tournament in their first year doing it was absolutely awesome. And I'm excited to see what they can do in the Tallahassee Regional taking place this weekend. So make sure you guys tune in and support the guys, because it was a really fun weekend this past weekend, and I'm excited to see some more baseball. All right, buddy, that's going to do it for your all-baseball episode of the UCF Report. Please follow me on X at SeanMRGreen. I post all UCF and Orlando Magic updates and content on there. And please, if you want even more UCF content, specifically football content, go subscribe to my podcast. It's called Charge On. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. And please go subscribe on YouTube for the video version as well. All right, buddy. That's going to do it for this week's episode of the UCF Report. This has been the Zone Heads Orlando podcast. I will see you next week.
Today's episode of the Zone Heads Orlando podcast brought to you by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind. Commercials, ad reads, you want videos that you can post to your social media accounts to help support and promote your business? Authentic Audio Productions can help. Visit us online, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Zone Heads Orlando podcast. Please like, rate, review, subscribe. It goes a long way. And if you keep consuming our content, we'll keep cranking them out. Chat soon, Zoneheads.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Hey, Cam, mind sending me over our new Wi-Fi password?
Oh, sorry, Mitch. You can't be trusted.
What?
It's your phone. It's different than mine.
Cam! And I thought I was a judgy one.
No, it's just messages between different devices aren't encrypted.
Okay. Since when do you know about encryption?
I know what encryption is, and it's because I'm the last line of defense against any would-be Wi-Fi thieves.
Cam, come on.
Okay, fine. I'll send it somewhere more private.
Thank you.
Safely send messages between different devices. On WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island.
He's John Lefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.